Hey everyone, it's Michael Kerr here at the World Headquarters of Humor at Work, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So June is Effective Communications Month, which, as far as I can tell, a far more popular month to celebrate than soul-zapping, fun-sucking Communication Month. As I've said so many times, when it comes to effective communication, it's not just what you say, but how you say things that matter. That's why 90% of people agree it's okay to pray while you smoke, but only 10% agree it's okay to smoke while you pray. It's also why a study found that when people watch a film of a car accident and are then asked to rate the speed of the cars, the average speed the viewers believe they have watched changes depending on how the question is asked. How fast were the cars going when they smashed, collided, bumped, hit, contacted each other? When you change those words, those verbs, it results in slower observed speeds. So if the cars were smashed into each other, viewers thought they were going about 41 miles per hour, whereas if the interviewer asked how fast the cars contacted each other, the average speed was rated as being only 32 miles per hour. In other words, words matter a lot. In fact, according to the book Why Business People Speak Like Idiots, and man do I love that title, leaders who stuff their presentation full of meaningless jargon are trusted less than leaders who use simple, straightforward language. They also found that the higher the level of blah, blah, blah at work, the more employees suffered from the blahs. And a study by Daniel Oppenheimer of Princeton University found that when people rated the intelligence level of people who wrote various passages, the written samples that contained the simplest language were always rated as being written by someone of higher intelligence over those passages where the language is more complex. Effective communication isn't about dumbing things down, it's simply about being smart. And my fun at work tip, 4 fun ways to reduce the use of jargon in your workplace. Number 1, create a jargon jar. Like a swear jar, where everyone has to put in a quarter for your favorite charity or social fund every time they use a certain buzzword or acronym. Number 2, do what Silver Linings Consulting does and hold a theme day once a month where everyone purposely tries to speak in the most bureaucratic-sounding language as possible as a playful reminder of how not to speak the rest of the time. Number 3, hold a spirited game of buzzword bingo in one of your meetings using customized bingo cards of your most overused buzzwords and acronyms. And number 4, hold a drinking game, non-alcoholic drinking game in your meetings, where every time someone utters a cliche buzzword, everyone takes an exaggerated sip of their refreshing beverage in unison. And the quote of the week. Speaking of jargon, this quote comes from Stuart Chaplain. Weasel words are words that suck all of the life out of the words next to them, just as a weasel sucks an egg and leaves the shell. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, speaking of obscure words, here are a few words every budding humorologist should learn to toss about in casual conversation. Gelotophobe. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Gelotophobe, the fear of being laughed at in public. I actually have the opposite fear when I present at conferences. Gelatophile, conversely, are those who enjoy being laughed at. Well, catagelastic. Guests are fans of laughing at other people. Thanks everyone for dropping by. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.